Your Say.
Hello, Jan Ryan. Welcome to Your Say.
Hello, Fenella.
Good to have you here, Jan. And today we're talking about some design rants. We seem to have triggered some interesting observations regarding some design problems in our lives. And we've had some really good responses, haven't we, Jan?
We certainly have had a lot of responses. They've been coming in all over the place on email, on the website, on our Facebook page. So it's very hard to pick them.
It's hard to pick them, but we have got one in particular for you. So we're talking about design rants. And this week, Jan, a listener actually dropped a voicemail message on your phone, didn't leave a name, but a great design rant worth sharing with you. So let's have a listen.
I want to talk about public toilets. I'm sure they're designed by men because they are so trendy and impractical. Where do I begin? Hot water. You don't get a cold tap in modern toilets. You can't splash your face on a hot summer's day anymore. The water's too high a temperature. The hand dryers are too high a temperature. The modern ones are like aircraft engines. You've got these taps where you have to press them all the time and the water comes off immediately, so you can't actually get the soap off your hands before you have to press the button, and then you've got soap all over the tap for the next user. And no male designer of a female public toilet has ever considered bench space so that women can put their handbag down so that they're not putting it in a puddle of water. As you can see, I'm very passionate about this and I secretly want to be a public toilet designer myself.
Thank you very much for ringing up and leaving that comment, Jan. I agree. You need space to put your stuff down without getting it wet.
Yes, getting it wet is...
Pieces of paper, everything. It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating and you can't see properly if you've got to do your makeup or the person's next to you and then they're going to the toilet right next to you. There's no privacy. I think it's a serious issue.
It's a serious issue.
Redesigning very serious. The toilet is a serious
I think
issue.
We should,
the bathroom.
I think there should be a forum about this.
Definitely.
Very issue. So thank you very much for your phone call. Talking about hot water taps, what about hot water taps, Jan?
Well, hot water taps are a very serious issue in bathroom design. There's no such thing anymore as two taps, you know, where you get cold water in one tap and hot water in another. Now you put it through one spout and you mix it up to get the right amount. And, of course, none of us ever gets it right. So I reckon we should bring back the cold water tap.
I'm going to agree with you there. Coincidentally, though, Jan, regular correspondent Stephen Coates has an issue with the design of taps as well and says that the most glaring example of bad design I've seen is the continued use of pillar taps. These are the taps that require the user to choose to wash their hands under cold or hot water, perhaps swinging back and forth in an attempt to avail oneself of warm water. If I was PM, I would ban them tomorrow. I love a rant.
I love a rant, and I'm with you, Stephen. Susanna Larissa writes, one of the worst designs I've seen in a long time are the relatively new council bins in Bellingen in northern New South Wales. They have an ashtray on the top of the bin as well as a handle. So people put their cigarette butts in the top and the next person comes along and lifts the lid to drop something into the bin and the cigarette butts end up all on the ground, then in the gutter, and ultimately in our waterways, no doubt.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of daft, but I am pleased to hear that the cigarette butts are going in the bin in the first place. So the intention is there. It's just the design that is a problem. Because I must say, my pet, talking about design rants, in the gutter, put it in the bin.
I've seen you.
Yes, I can rabbit on about that to the cows come home.
Strangers and say, hey, pick up that butt.
Oh, dear. Jan Ryan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Fenella.
Good to have you here. See you again next week. And that is, of course, Your Say for today. We do love your design rants and we particularly welcome your comments on our website and on our Facebook page as well. And all our panels, in fact, we've got the panel coming up next and we're talking about architecture minus the right angles, the owner-builder sort of houses that happens in northern New South Wales around Nimbin. So we'd love to have you to look at our website each week, see what's coming up on the panel the following week, and perhaps you might find that topic interesting and submit a question for us as well. So please do that. You can find the details at abc.net.au/radionational.